The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa. I'm Tony Curry. He is Stuart Rome. Stuart, man, it's been like 3 or 4 weeks since we've done a show. I know it's springtime, summertime, and everyone's moving around town and transit and going on vacations and stuff. And you've been sending me pictures of you. Where are you down in Bermuda, the Bahamas? Where were you at?
Yeah, we're down in El Harbor Island, Bahamas for a big wedding and for my niece.
You're still there?
It was, no, I'm back. I got back okay. The other night. And it was great. It was a really great time. We had a house surrounded with a bunch of people and had a swimming pool and a beach and a dock. And it was really awesome. So
that's fantastic.
And then I went to Las Vegas a couple of weeks before that. It's just been one thing after the next.
Yeah. Life is good.
Somebody's got to do it.
Life is good for Stuart Rome. That's good. That's real good.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't taken a whole lot of time out for vacation stuff. So it just happened that we had so many things coming up on the road. It just worked out that way, but it was nice. And I got a couple other things coming up in the next month or two. So that's a few more things to look forward to.
Awesome. And I always like to do that in my life too. I mean, if you don't have things to look forward to, you got nothing to look forward to. So sure. I always make sure, in particular around the holidays and vacations, there's been a lot going on. First of all, we had a very successful Mother's Day at the Woodhouse Day Spa, I understand. And then we get Father's Day coming right around the corner. Tell me about your Mother's Day went and how's your Father's Day sales going? And do we have anything special on the website, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, to entice some men to get some action coming up here in June a little bit?
Yeah, we're gonna shoot. Well, first of all, Mother's Day was great. We were packed that weekend, of course, and the mom's got all the flowers and special candies and all kind of great stuff, and sold a lot of gift cards. So it was a typically I guess good Mother's Day, like most of them have been.
There you go.
And so Father's Day's coming up, and we're gonna probably shooting out an email either tomorrow or over the weekend regarding some specials. And we have a new gentleman's hot towel facial that we think they really love.
Oh, well, so we're gonna talk about that a little bit. Now hold on, don't be running through that now. What exactly? that sounds good. I'm telling the bone, you know, I'm on television all the time. I could always use a facial now. Tell me about this deal.
Yeah, so it's a facial that geared toward men. The products that we use geared toward men within it. And it's got some massage in it with the hand and shoulder massage. But the best part is we've got these great hot towels that'll come out of our hot towel warmers, and they'll be the whole face will be wrapped up, and won't be too hot for your face, but it'll be hot enough when you notice it's there. And that's going to kind of relax the skin a little bit and get it prepared for all the product that's going to go on it. And it's just a really relaxing combination of a bunch of different things. You know, think of it like the old barbershop with a hot towel kind of thing, you know?
There you go. That sounds fantastic. And that's the thing I love with your website, you know, because a lot of guys, obviously, they may not be going there for themselves, but they're going there for their mother-in-laws and of course their wives on Mother's Day and special occasions as well. And it's so easy to navigate. You get in, get out, you get all your gift cards through there. You can make them look as special and as specific, as personalized as you possibly want them to be. So it's just a wonderful site. Check out Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. We got some music we're going to do during the show. It's our great little hybrid show, When in Rome with Stuart Rome. Make sure you put with Stuart Rome on the back end. There are other podcasts called When in Rome. There's hundreds of thousands out there. We're happy to let you know that Tony Curry Radio TKR is consistently in the top 10% in the nation when it comes to all these shows. This one's probably a little higher than that because we do talk a little business. We talk to spa business. Great questions to it. info@tonycurryradio.net. And then we play some music as well. I did want to share something with you because we also talk a lot of rock and roll on this show. So while you've been cavorting going on in the country, I was supposed to be in Nashville, Tennessee last Tuesday night for AC/DC. And was all ready to go, hopped in the car, was taking my boy up there. Now that's the first band I ever saw live. Who did you say you saw Rush? Was that your first band?
No, the first band I saw live was Queen.
Queen, jeez, man, that's awesome.
On Halloween night when I was in grade school, believe it or not, I think we talked about that.
Yeah, that's right. Your mom or dad just dropped you off in front of the place you took off. I love that. So we drive all the way up to Nashville, and there's a severe weather that's supposed to be coming through around 6 o'clock, and we get about 30 miles outside Nissan Stadium, and they canceled the show. And I was so disappointed. I mean, I almost had to pull off the side of the road. And my son, who's 20 years old, has never seen a rock concert, period. I don't think he's ever seen a concert anyway. So it would have been just a wonderful connection there with him. So, they redid the show the following night. And of course I could not do anything the following night. And then they were supposed to be, or they actually were in Cleveland, Ohio last night. And I did everything I possibly could do to make that happen. And then I realized I didn't have the star on my driver's license, which meant I wasn't allowed to fly anywhere. Man. And I was like, I said, God's talking to me here, man. He's telling me we just don't need to be trying to go check this band out one way or another. But anyway, I thought you'd appreciate that story because I was so looking forward to that show, man. It was going to be awesome. I'm sure you see them in concert.
Oh, that sucked. Yeah. Did you end up getting... hanging out in Nashville, or you just went straight?
No, we turned around and went back home. You know, I'm of the age now where it's like, you know, I just kind of like, let's get on back home and do some work. And I told my son, we'll try to flip it around and make Cleveland happen because, you know, they got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up there. And it just seemed like every time, everything started lining up, something would happen and it would push us back. And then, you know, I got onto the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV, to get this star thing put on my license, and the line's 4 hours long because I guess they started pushing this through on May 7th. And so everyone's realizing they can't do anything without it. So I was like, you know, so anyway, so, but I haven't flown.
I ended up getting mine, I don't know, about a month ago, but I don't really need it in any way because I have a passport. So you can use that if you, no.
Well, I had a passport from the 90s. Obviously, that's they're good for 10 years, and obviously it's no good anymore. So I get in line down there, and there's a woman behind me, and she's got like 17 boxes of documents. And I said, "What is all this stuff?" She goes, "Proof of my identification." I said, "Honey," I said, you don't need all this stuff." And she said, "You need 4 forms of identification." I said, "Really?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "Hell, I don't even know if I've got 4 forms of identification." So I left the line. I said, "Well, because all I have is my driver's license. It needs to be changed over in June anyway." But I was bummed out. I was like, "Is this America or what? I can't fly because I don't have a damn star on my driver's license. What the hell?"
I know it's ridiculous. You have to bring like utility bills that have your name match with your address on your license of course, your existing driver's license and like 3 other things. It's kind of unbelievable, but it's what it is.
But if you want to fly the Bahamas for weddings, that's what you got to do, man.
That's right.
So I'll make sure I get that done before I need to go flying somewhere else. All right. You got some bands here. I didn't see on the piece of paper you wrote the bands down whether we had a theme here or not. Do we have a theme?
Well, yeah. So, you know, it's been probably the longest hiatus we've had, right? Since
I know, I miss you.
So all these songs have, you know, long time.
Oh, nice.
Led Zeppelin, been a long time since a rock and roll, you know.
Oh, that's good. It's perfect. I like that. That's good. Well, let's kick it up with some Zeppelin right off the bat. What you got first?
Yeah, we're going rock and roll.
It's been a long time since a rock and roll with Winter Rome, with Stuart Rome, no doubt. We promise we won't let it go that long again. And we know we have listeners and we have some P1s that love the Woodhouse Day Spa. And of course, they listen to the show every single week. We greatly appreciate it. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. I got more email questions than I know what to do with. I mean, I've got probably about 300 or 400 emails that I could go through. So we're good for a while, but keep those emails coming. info@TonyCurryRadio.net. We'll talk about the 6 for 5 and everything else. First email though from Missy in Homewood. She wants to know, how has the spa industry been affected by Donald Trump's tariffs? I actually pulled up an article and they're doing some research on that right now. And believe it or not, your industry is being affected. Now I understand that 3 judges today ruled that he can no longer use these tariffs because it's not an emergency situation. So I think it's a fluid situation. Things are always changing. But when you heard about these tariffs, did you start thinking about skin products and things that are directly related to your business?
I mean, there's one line that we get that comes, that's made in Germany, that could be affected. But you know, most of our products are American made. And so I don't have to worry about that. We have a robe vendor that's located in Canada, but a lot of those things have been worked out. You know, some of the European things, some of the Canadian things have been kind of worked out. So I'm not too worried about it. And it won't really, it's not going to, let's just put it this way. It's not going to cause me to increase my prices, which is the only thing I really care about.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
so, now, it's wild because I saw the story last night on gym shoes, on tennis shoes, athletic wear, and like 99% of all of our shoes comes from outside the United States, and mainly from China, and so, you know, people are talking, we're only spending $150 on a pair of gym shoes anyway, and of course we got school right around the corner again, so everyone's got to buy new gym shoes, so that could have a direct impact with the tariffs, and the reasons why they're like that, we don't have it here is because we don't have the machinery that actually builds shoes, because you know, you got the sweat halls, you got the people that are actually sewing the things up, the Nikes and the Converses and the Adidas or whatever, but we don't actually have the machinery that these giant companies have to make shoes. So in order to do that, we'd have to really invest millions or if not billions of dollars in order to start making our own shoes here. And I was thinking to myself, when I think about your industry and I think about skincare products, and you use a lot of those things, I would have thought that skincare products would be something that would be made outside the United States. And you're telling me that a lot of it's made inside the United States?
Yeah. A lot of our vendors make their own stuff inside the United States. Bubble is the one that's made in Germany. But the other ones, you know, a lot of them are, we have one more that is made in the European nations, but you know, the percentages, they're just not, you know, I haven't seen the manufacturers raise any of them yet.
Uh-huh.
So, some of the manufacturers are just going to, you know, buckle up and try to, you know, eat the cost, or they might try to split it. A lot of them aren't going to just throw it all on the vendor.
Yeah.
But I think it is good because it, you know, spotlights, you know, how dependent we are on these other countries when we really shouldn't be. So, you know, hopefully now some of the manufacturers being moved back into the U.S. I think that's the whole point of it is, you know, get all that stuff back here, because there's no reason we should have to, you know, rely on China for all of our chips and medicines. And, you know, that's a disaster waiting to happen if we keep going that way.
I totally agree with you. And it's amazing to me how many business owners I do business with, I partnership with, that have the same feeling you do. Even if it does directly affect some of their costs, they're looking at the big picture and they're realizing that we've been screwed over for long enough now, and it's time for us to put our foot down and start making things move in an American kind of way. And so I certainly respect that, and I appreciate that as well. You know, my daughter, who's just turned 13, checks her phone every day to see what the UV number is. And I know what a UV is. I know what a UV number is. And she's like, if it's anything between an 8 or a 9, it's usually good to go, you know, get some sun. And, you know, we're so temperament towards, you know, the sun now, because, you know, we used to put motor oil on our bodies and get burnt. And that's just the way we did it. And I never wore sunscreen until I probably turned like 40 or 45. And it's only because I started getting burned. My skin started getting thin. I don't know what the hell happened. But now all of a sudden the sunscreen business is huge business. I would never think to be out in the sun without sunscreen, particularly since my nose is about 4 feet closer to the sun than the rest of my face. but it surprised me. You have younger folks, teenagers that come through the Woodhouse Day Spa. How important is it for them when you're talking about sun care? And I think this is a good time to talk about that, particularly now because it is summertime.
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely important. You know, it's unfortunately, more people become aware of it. So even the younger kids are wearing sunscreen, especially when they go to the pool or the beach. We're probably not as good as we're supposed to be as far as, you know, just wearing daily sunscreen on the face, those kind of things.
But no, you know, I'll tell you this right now. I know I don't wear sunscreen ever unless I know I'm going to be in the sun for 10 or 12 hours. If I'm on a golf course, I'll do it. Or if I'm on vacation, I'll do it. But as far as just wearing it every single day to go out, and I think more people probably should.
Yeah, for sure. And I try, you know, it's not like I get up in the morning and put it on every morning, but if I know I'm going to be outside, you know, even not at the beach, but if I know I'm going to be at a party that's outside or, you know, what have you, I'm going to put sunscreen on my face and probably, you know, my arms of the, if I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt. So I do, I am more conscious of it, even not going to pools and beaches, but, yeah, it's, like your daughter, it's good that she knows the UV index, because yeah, that's important. That's some, the percentage, I guess, of ultraviolet rays that are coming through that day. And, you know, and that's what causes skin cancer. So, you should be really proud of her that she knows that term.
Yeah, she does. Unfortunately, she only wants to go outside when it's like a nine or higher, because she, right, right, she knows she's 13. She wants to look good. And she knows that, you know, a little sunlight really, you right, know, can really make you look good. So, you know, I certainly understand that. But, you know, gone are the days of you know, spraying your little baby girl with sunscreen, right, you know, when they're 5 and 6 years old. I remember, you know, before you go outside, we're going to put sunscreen on, you know, and now she's old enough to kind of know that she's got to do it on her own. So right, info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Before we get into some Boston here, Jolene in Birmingham asked a question about sunscreen. She said, pretty much, does every type of skincare product now have some type of SPF protection in it? And why don't we have more clothes that have SPF protection in it? Can you answer either one of those questions?
Yeah. So it's hit and miss. Some do, some don't. A lot of moisturizers that you put on your face in the morning will include some SPF. Typically, we prefer not to use the products that do not have the SPF in them and then apply a separate SPF product to it, because we think they just work better. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so certainly you'll find some skincare, especially a lot of moisturizers, you know, the typical moisturizers that you put on your face after you wash in the morning will have SPF in them, which is fine. But at the spa, we're going to use the ones that don't, and then we're going to put a separate layer of sunscreen. We just think it's better protection. And then as far as, what was that second part of it?
Yeah, the clothing. I've seen clothing.
Yeah, with SPF.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. And I guess people realize they don't need it on their clothes because your clothes is kind of covering up. But depending on what the fabric is, I guess it can go through your fabric, I guess.
Yeah. So that's especially, you know, for people that fish like myself or hunt, things like that.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of these fishing, long sleeve fishing shirts that specifically have SPF protection in them. That, you know, they have to breathe, right? Because you can be hot in the sun fishing. Sure. But you also need the sun protection. So you'll see that on all these fishing shirts, it's got, they all have built in SPF blockage to them. So it's just a matter of which, you know, what clothes you choose. Of course, you're not going to probably find a pair of jeans that have SPF in them, because the sun's not going to get through those anyway. So it's mainly the lighter fabrics and the fabrics that are kind of meant to breathe, so you can actually, you know, not sweat all over yourself. That also, you have to look for that SPF.
Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. By the way, we have probably 200 different shows, and they're all up on the internet. Go to anywhere you get your podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcast, look for When in Rome with Stuart Rome. You'll find our shows. You can go back and listen to them, and we tag each one of them so you know exactly what we're going to be talking about during that particular show, particularly since it's a thematic show with our music. And I have a question I'm going to ask you coming up on the other side. I met with and what I love about you too is, just by listening to the first 10 minutes of the show, we're health conscious here. You know, I mean, going to spa is wonderful. It feels fantastic. We know that. But I mean, it's more of a health thing for a lot of people. They realize that not only are they going to feel good, but it's healthy for you to go to the Woodhouse Day Spa. And we'll explain that coming up after you give me a song from Boston. What is it?
Yeah. You want to go two songs since we're kind of long winded?
Let's do it.
We're going to do two. We're going to do one from Boston called Long Time, and we're going to do one from Stained called It's Been a While.
It's Been a While from Stained and Boston. Before that, we kicked it off with Zeppelin. You know how the show goes. Look at you making some program, making programming notes on your own fucking show. I love that. That's great. Oh, that's good. So I wanted to ask you a question. I had my annual meeting with my doctor. 59. It's just something you got to start doing. And I met with him on Monday, and I had a couple of concerns, and he said that there are going to be three things in my lifetime that our generation will be remembered for or were created during our generation. And do you want to take any stab at what those three things are? that came into existence during our generation that just really were life changing. It changed life as we know it.
Cancer treatments, particularly prostate, maybe.
And it was funny because I mean he's a doctor, but these weren't really doctor related things. These weren't really they weren't really health related.
Well, internet.
The right. Internet, absolutely. Internet was number one.
Right. So cell phones.
Cell phones. Yes. Cell phones were number two. Very good. And what do you think the third thing is?
Third one, electric vehicles.
You know what? And I would think so if they just stopped blowing up. But the third thing is semi-glutide.
Oh, no, I would have never guessed.
And I said, really? And he goes, and this is a guy that told me back in the COVID days, he's like, everyone's going to get, I mean, when it was fresh and before we had to start wearing masks and 6 feet apart, he's like, Tony, everyone's going to get COVID. He goes, everyone's going to get it. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, everyone on earth's going to get COVID one way or another. He goes, and if you don't think you got it, you probably got it. It just wasn't bad. You probably had no experience, but you're going to get it. And so this guy kind of knows what he's talking about. But he believes now with these weight loss medicines, first of all, when they come in pill form, people are going to be much more apt to take them because they're going to be easier to take. And some people just won't shoot themselves up. They will not administer a shot to themselves. And that's the only way you can do it right now. And obviously we have to bring the cost down quite a bit because right now the only way you can really get it for health insurance is if it's covered is for diabetes. They're not giving it and people just aren't going to spend $1,100 a month to lose weight. But he said within 3 or 4 years, you'll be able to walk into a doctor and say, I want to weigh 176 pounds by June. And they can pretty much dial it up and make it happen for you. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah. He goes, it doesn't matter how much weight you need to lose. And I said, we're just going to be a bunch of skinny people walking around. He said, well, the problem is, you know, as of right now, you're not supposed to stay on this semaglutide. You're supposed to be on it for about a month and then wean yourself off. And unfortunately, a lot of people go back to their old lifestyle ways and they end up overeating again. Yeah. And then a year later, they're fat again. That's why diets don't work. You go to the gym for 6 months, you look good. You stop going to the gym, you get fat again. And that's kind of what happened to me. Because I was up to like 230 pounds. He's like, what's going on? And I said, I don't know. My sleep schedule is off and I got three kids. So I'm probably not eating really healthy and my metabolism is going through. And I'm getting older. It's just harder to keep that stuff off. So he put me back on it. But I thought it was really interesting. But and we've gotten several emails, and that's why I brought this up. Bill, Tom, Jerry, and there's several other gals that wrote in all about the semi-glutide things. They wanted to know what Stuart Rome thinks about the craze. Where do you think it's headed? As a guy who I know you work out and you do it right, you look after yourself. You'll never need a semi-glutide because you look after yourself, but you're getting up there in age as well, but you look fantastic. You sent me a
picture. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, you sent me a picture of you topless the other day, so I don't send me any more pictures of man topless.
Wait, we should probably put some context. Yeah.
Don't send me any more pictures of men topless, please. Unless it's you, of course. But what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's an easy way out? Do you have a problem with people? Because you work in the business where everyone wants to look better and feel good, right? Everyone's losing weight. People are doing Botox. We're getting our nails done. We're getting our toes done. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, we've talked about this before. I think it's fine to do it. If you just having trouble losing weight, you just need to get a kickstart, and once you see the weight go down, then maybe you'll feel much better about yourself and you get new clothes and. Then hopefully you'll get a regimen of, exercise and diet that'll support that new weight. The problem is that, people don't do that, as you know, and they go right back up. And I've seen it many, many times. And even some friends that have done it where they, you really look great. And then a month later, I'm like, I can't even tell them, but
so what happened to you?
What the hell happened?
Yeah.
So that's the problem is, I don't know if we ever get a quick fix where you just can keep taking something that's completely healthy that, won't affect any other parts of your body, for the rest of your life. And you'll just be naturally good looking. I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe
you and I are old enough to realize that anything that seems too good to be true 99% of the time is. And this again seems like it's, I know it works. I've seen people use it and everyone's on it. and no one's telling anybody, but you can tell when someone loses 30 pounds in 30 days, something's going on. Yeah. And then, you know, I know there's some studies into pancreatic issues, and it basically paralyzes parts of your colon. So if you've got IBS, not a lot of people can even take it because it does mess with your body and your system. Right. Anyone's taken it will know that. It makes you nauseous. It makes you feel kind of bad when you first start taking it until you get used to it. But yeah, if it seems too good to be true, then it's probably a situation. But it is a great way to get jump started.
Right.
And if it's a matter of, because you got a lot of people that are getting down to weights that they haven't seen probably since they've been in high school, and it feels good. It looks good. The other thing is they're talking about Ozempic face or glutide face, which basically is when you lose a lot of weight, that skin's got to go somewhere. And they're saying that particularly in the face, and I've noticed it with my neck, but particularly with the face, you don't want to look like you got AIDS. You know, you don't want to look you don't want that gaunt look. And some people are experiencing that as well.
Yeah. And I think that depends on where you start and where you end up. You know, if you have a bunch of weight to lose and you do that quickly, I mean, there's not a shot in hell that you're not going to look like that, you know, especially for people that have seen you before and after.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that, like we said, no problem. Get a quick start, you know, get the weight off, use it for that. But man, if you don't change your lifestyle that created it, in the first place, then you're going to be right back to where you were. And I guess until everything's tested, you know, we don't even know what the hell the COVID vaccine is going to cause still. So, you know, we just don't know. I don't think we know exactly what Ozempic is going to do to people that don't have diabetes that they're using for weight loss. So, you know, I'd use it with caution. I'd use it to lose that weight, but then I'd make sure once you got to that weight, you had to change, you got to change something, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's going to be really interesting too. And this is really remarkable talk. I love that we're going this direction because I think I've done several shows on this. I've gotten a couple of men's clinics that want to talk about it, but I think it's going to be interesting to see what our life expectancy does over the next 10 to 15 years, whether it gets longer, whether it gets shorter, whether it stays the same, because we're all trying to get healthier so we can be around longer. We obviously want to look good, but if we're beating the hell out of our bodies by putting all kinds of juices and stuff inside of them, we may look good for the last 10 years of our life, but if it's our last 10 years, it's not necessarily a good thing. So info@TonyCurryRadio.net.
I just don't know. You know, the other part is, does it really, I mean, there's probably no research, but like you said, you can lose all the weight, right? Well, we know it works to lose the weight, but is it going to help with heart disease, diabetes, all these other things that people get as being or is it just a weight loss thing and you're still going to keep all the, you know, the things that you'd be susceptible to, the hereditary or whatever, you know?
Well, what's so crazy is they get these drugs and they study them for 10 or 15 years and they put them on the market and then you turn into a blue pill. Pill, you know, the blue pill was not created for erectile dysfunction.
That's right.
It was a heart attack, heart disease kind of thing. And next thing you know, I mean, if you ask anybody on the street, what was the blue pill created for? They're going to say ED, and it wasn't. And this wasn't created to lose weight either. So it just so happens we killed two birds with one stone. So pretty interesting stuff. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. Got a couple more songs to go to. I played this song on Tony Curry Radio. I love the song. You'll never hear it anywhere else. And I'm so happy you're playing it again right here. What is it?
We got to go with Rainbow, Since You've Been Gone.
Since You've Been Gone, from Rainbow, Richie Blackmore's Rainbow. I love that song. That is so good. That is. And there's a great clip. If you like that song, go pull up Brian May. You mentioned that Queen was the first band you ever saw live. Brian May does a great version of this because he was co-writers of Since You've Been Gone, that he does on stage. I think it's in England or something, and it's from about 15 years ago, and it is fantastic. It's really
interesting.
Good.
Didn't know that.
Brian, just pull up Brian May, Since You've Been Gone, and it is fantastic. And there's some good-looking, lovely ladies who sing backup in his band, too, which is well worth the view. It really is. It's 6 for $5. We bring it up every single week. Tell me about your 6 for $5 deal, how it works.
Yeah, it's a way to, you know, you want to avoid the tariffs, you get it to 6 for $5, all right?
There you go. Right?
You pick anything from our menu, it's inflation-proof because it doesn't expire, so even if prices go up, you're going to get the same services that you paid for. So you basically pick any service that you want from the menu, let's say it's an 80-minute massage, and you're going to pay for five. We're going to put six on your account. Nice. So you don't need to carry on a gift card or remember how many you have left, because we're going to keep track of it for you. And you can use them, you know, anytime you want. You can share them with friends and family. You can use them all on the same day with father, with the friends and yourself. You know, so it's real flexible. I think it's our best, because like I said, it locks in the pricing. You know, you can use it over the next 2 years, and, you know, it's, chances are something's going to go up.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it locks you in there and you're getting the free service.
I love that. Fantastic. It's always great to catch up with you. I knew that 30 minutes would not be enough today, but we're at our time limit here. Going to fit inside the hour, but we'll get to all your other emails. info@tonycurryradio.net. Check out the wonderful Woodhouse Day Spa. And by the way, we were doing television today on ABC 3340. We need to get you back on the show. You're due for a visit on that show. We need to get you in there, particularly since everyone's trying to look good for summertime months. And we have Father's Day coming up, so we'll get you on the next couple of weeks. But give me your last song, my friend. I'll let you fly.
Yeah, hopefully we won't have to rely on this in the future, but this is Guns N' Roses' Patience.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.